Hi, Olga Maxwell here. In our last episode of The Secret Life of Language, we talked about the role of language in Russia's war against Ukraine. We focused particularly on the phenomenon of what we call linguistic conversion, where many Ukrainians who grew up speaking Russian are now actively choosing to speak Ukrainian instead, and the various reasons that motivate them. Amina and Volodymyr are two young Ukrainians navigating this changing linguistic landscape. We heard from them in the last episode, but for reasons of time, we didn't get to hear all they had to say. In this bonus episode, Amina and Volodymyr expand on what it's like to live amidst Ukraine's multiple languages.
So I'm originally from Odessa. I was born there and lived there for 19 years of my life. Never moved anywhere and really love my city. It's very multicultural, and when people are saying that, yeah, there are a lot of nationalities in Ukraine, I always think first and foremost about my city, because growing up, I've met a lot of people around the world, a lot of mixed kids who are originally, like, their parents, mom is Ukrainian, but dad is, for example, from Georgia. And it's very interesting, like, growing up, seeing a lot of people with absolutely different backgrounds, but at the same time, we're all very connected because we are still considering us as Ukrainians. It was really interesting to live in Odessa.
Great. What about you, Volodymyr? Where did you grow up?
All my life, I was living in Kyiv. I was born there and lived there till 2022. I wouldn't say that Kyiv is so multicultural, or at least I didn't notice that. Yeah, I lived in Kyiv. Sometimes I used to go to my grandma's house in Berdyshev. It's Zhytomyrska district. So it's slightly to the west of Ukraine. Yeah, apart from that, I lived in Kyiv, or just outside, in village outside the Kyiv, with my other grandma.
And both of you came to Australia last year, just to clarify.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when you were a child and then growing up, what languages were spoken, language or languages were spoken in your family, Volodymyr?
When I was a kid, it didn't really matter to me which language I speak. I mean, probably I couldn't even tell the difference was Russian, was Ukrainian. I was speaking maybe mostly Russian with sometimes Ukrainian words, or sometimes just speaking Ukrainian, and I just didn't understand why some people speak one language, some people other, but I spoke mostly Russian, maybe till year 2014, when I finally understood the major difference and why some people are so insistent on speaking Ukrainian only, and that may be the time when I started speaking Ukrainian on my daily basis first. I was mostly started responding to my friends who spoke Ukrainian, the same language they spoke, and started speaking with one of my grandmas Ukrainian as well, because all her life she spoke to me in Ukrainian, and I always responded Russian because, as I told you, well, I just thought, like, it's kind of normal to, you know, operate both languages and just speak which you like most. But yeah, most of my family, they spoken Russian, like my mom, my dad, and my other grandma with granddad. So when I was a kid, I was speaking mostly Russian till year 2014.
How old were you in 2014?
10 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's quite a conscious change for a child.
I just understood from Miss that I want to make a person with who I speak more comfortable. So I was mostly speaking the same language as my interlocutor did.
And what about the language practices at the moment? What languages are spoken in your family, immediate family especially?
Right now, I'm speaking mostly Ukrainian, so with all my family, with my mom, my dad, and my grandmas. Sometimes you use, like, a couple of Russian sentences. I mean, it happens. Not like surzhik, but just a couple of sentences, like quick transition. But yeah, mostly it's Ukrainian language, and I'm speaking Ukrainian with all of my friends who also speak it, but I continue speaking Russian with friends who also still speak this language, because it's just hard to, you know, operate on different languages with the same person.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Amina? What languages were spoken in the family when you were growing up?
So since I was born, everyone was speaking Russian language, and never any of my relatives or even friends was speaking Ukrainian. So Odessa is a very Russian-speaking city. Like, even if you're walking around and you hear Ukrainian, it was kind of a surprise. So growing up, only Russian, and I did not speak Ukrainian until I went to the school to first grade. And I remember I was so confused because some letters are different, and it was kind of Russian, but it's not. At that time, we still had Russian television on our TV. Everything was in Russian, and it was kind of hard to learn the language when you're 6 years old, and you did not expect that. But since then, since school, I learned Ukrainian, and all subjects were in Ukrainian. And I'm a fan of Ukrainian language. It's so beautiful. And some days I would just speak Ukrainian all day to my family, and they would reply to me in Russian. But yes, growing up, no one spoke Ukrainian. My grandma, she spoke Surzhik. It's not Ukrainian because it's kind of a mix. But every time I hear, like, a really fluent, beautiful Ukrainian, I'm just stunned by how it sounds.
So just to clarify, even now, Russian is mostly the language that you speak with the family.
Yes, me and my family and my close friends, we all still speak Russian. We don't speak Ukrainian in our everyday life.
So you mentioned the practices when you try to speak to your family all the day long in Ukrainian. Maybe when I was around 14 years old, we also, with my family, decided to make like some practices to speak Ukrainian more. Not only Ukrainian, we also tried to speak English, but that barely lasted more than an hour. And so, like, we still mostly spoke Russian in family till year 2022, even though I tried to make a transition, but, you know, it's hard when no one else supports you.
Yeah, I get it. But at the same time, it's really important to mention that I know people who transitioned to Ukrainian. They were speaking Russian to me all life since I knew them. And now they switched. They speak only Ukrainian. And every time I talk to them or message with them, I cannot reply in Russian. I don't feel like it's right. And I quickly assimilate and I start speaking in Ukrainian because it's not hard for me. I can imagine a person was speaking Russian for 20 years and it takes courage and really an effort to switch a language. So every time someone speaks in Ukrainian to me, I switch the language.
It was a bit shocking to me when I, like, speak to one of my friends who all their life spoke in Russian, and suddenly they replied to me with Ukrainian. I continued conversation with them in Ukrainian, but it was just strange to see someone who you know to be a Russian speaker suddenly to reply in Ukrainian. It's just like some switch in personality, and you see the person in, like, slightly different light.
I know, it is. It is very strange because I have a lot of friends and people I know from my city. And in one moment, I'm just checking Instagram, like photos and posts, and they speak Ukrainian. And I'm like, what? Since when? So it is kind of surprising that all of a sudden, but it is cool. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You've already started answering my next question. How do you feel about more and more Ukrainians whose first language is Russian shifting from speaking Russian to Ukrainian? I don't know. What do you think about the process overall? Because quite a large number of Ukrainians are now making this shift.
I would say I'm feeling strongly positive about Ukrainians doing that, but I don't blame those who can't make such a transition. For example, here I met a lot of Ukrainians who came from Kharkiv city or some other eastern Ukrainian cities and who all their lives spoke in Russian. And now in Ukrainian community, they try to, you know, to learn Ukrainian, to speak Ukrainian more. So I'm so glad seeing people doing this. Speaking about myself or my friends, some of them who just can't or don't want to make a transition, and I can fully understand that. It's just hard to suddenly change the language which you were speaking all your life. But I'm just glad that more Ukrainians switch in to Ukrainian. Mm-hmm. It just feels right.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. But personally, me, I decided not to switch to Ukrainian because Russian is my first language, and it feels like home, unfortunately, speaking Russian and not Ukrainian. And I believe that transitioning to another language, it's something that should be made organically. You know, it's like when you start believing in God or you're falling in love, you just need to feel like you're willing to do that. It can't be forced, because otherwise there is nothing good about it. But it's really good that people start speaking it in the country, because like even at schools and at universities, I remember how teachers and lecturers, sometimes they would switch to Russian. And some of the students would be like, you know what, we want to hear Ukrainian because that's where we live and that's what we applied to study and learn, and it actually influenced on like our studying and our routine. So, yes, I did not switch to Ukrainian, but I respect that and I adore it.
When I speak Ukrainian, I can think in Ukrainian, but still in my mind, I hear like mostly Russian language, even though I believe that I made a transition.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, because like when I speak English, I do not translate words in my head. And though it really impressive and weird, but when I speak Ukrainian, I do translate it in my head, and it's actually hard. And I believe until the moment you just speak without doing a whole translation in your head, you can't be safe with speaking in that language. You won't feel comfortable.
I can relate to that. I've got another problem, I think, in English, and so my Ukrainian and my Russian are not as fluent. So, you talked about your personal experiences in terms of languages you choose to use or choose not to to use. But what about you growing up and having children? What language or languages would you like your children to speak? Amina?
Okay, so that's a really good question. And I actually thought about it before, because I have a sister, she is 6, and she speaks Russian and a little bit of Ukrainian. And it's actually a little bit scary because she can't learn 3 languages, I guess, though she's trying. And I thought, okay, I'll have a kid. So my kid, if I'll stay here, will be speak English, but that's a must thing for my kid to speak another language. As I speak Russian, I think my kid will be speaking Russian. I will try to teach him Russian and Ukrainian. But the thing is, Russian is my first language, and I really love speaking Russian. But at the same time, I'm Ukrainian, and it's also very important to a person to stay connected with the country, you know. But also, needs to be mentioned, I met a lot of people here my age, and their parents Ukrainian, so they're originally Ukrainian, but they don't speak it, they speak Russian. But despite this fact, they consider themselves being Ukrainian, and they are very pro-Ukraine, they're very proud to say that their parents from Ukraine, that they went to Ukraine like 5 times for the past 10 years. So I think it's not about the language, it's about what's inside your head and how you feel towards the country you're originally from.
Thank you, Amina. Volodymyr?
I definitely would teach my children to speak Ukrainian, I mean, it highly depends who my wife's gonna be and where, like here in Australia, or I'm going to go back to Ukraine. So a lot of factors I don't know yet. But for example, considering that my wife will be Ukrainian and kids will be born in Ukraine, for example. So I will definitely teach them to speak Ukrainian, then probably English. And lastly, I also would like to teach my children to speak Russian, because even though there are a lot of differences between Russian and Ukrainian, there are some similarities in these languages. For example, taking an alphabet or some words or sentence structure. So I can say if my children will be growing in Ukraine, they eventually will learn Russian anyway, because there are quite a lot of Russian speakers there, and Russian is first of all a language, and the language is spoken not only in Russia. There are a lot of other countries that speak this language. Knowing another language might help them in the future, you know, like finding friends from some other countries. You know, even if they would have English as their like first international language, maybe I would still teach them how to speak Russian. Just because, you know, for better understanding of other people.
Yeah, that's so important also to mention that Russian is not only a language of Russia. So a lot of countries connected by this language. And by knowing Russian, I can connect with people from Georgia, Kazakhstan, Lithuania. And this is also very important because they also have issues with Russia, and we are kind of connected with that, and we can talk to each other, which is really, really nice as well.
I've got one more final question. What do you see as the future of Ukrainian and Russian languages in Ukraine?
I can imagine that most of Ukrainians would make a transition to Ukrainian, but there definitely will be some speakers who still speak Russian. Maybe there will be some conflicts, like we can see already that in customer service, clients are just not happy with workers replying them to Russian. So that might be a problem about language basis in Ukraine. But overall, I would say that at homes or on the streets, like between people, there still can be heard Russian language. But in shops or in workplace, so there probably will mostly be Ukrainian.
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the city and where you're located. I agree that Ukrainian will be everywhere, like in shops, in schools, universities, at workplace. And it kind of makes sense because the president and the government and people who love Ukraine, they want to hear it in everyday life. But if we're talking about cities like Odessa, Kharkiv, I cannot imagine a full transition into Ukrainian. I believe that two languages will organically exist, but with a big difference. So before war, you could never actually hear Ukrainian on the streets. And now I feel like it's 50-50, like half of my friends, they speak Ukrainian and half of them speak Russian. So I really hope that there won't be any judgment towards like what language you chose to speak, and people would be able to just talk to each other in two languages, because it's not that hard. And I can totally do that. And if person don't want me to speak Russian, I can easily switch to Ukrainian. So I believe they will just exist together organically. I hope so.
Thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you for inviting. It was a great experience.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
that's it for this bonus episode of The Secret Life of Language. Special thanks to our guests, Amina Mindelis and Volodymyr. Producers for this episode were Eric Van Bemmel and Calvin Parham of Prefectual, Gavin Neighbour, and me, Olga Maxwell. The Secret Life of Language is recorded and mixed at Hallwood Recording Studios by Gavin Neighbour and is a podcast from the University of Melbourne's School of Languages and Linguistics. Be sure to keep up with every episode of The Secret Life of Language by following us on the Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, or wherever you go to get your podcasts. The Secret Life of Language is licensed under Creative Commons, copyright 2024, the University of Melbourne. I'm Dr. Olga Maxwell. Thanks for joining us.